This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. You know, I had a whole giant new product, the biggest product we've launched since we've launched more than 50 products in the last 6-7 years at InfowarsLife.com. Haven't even told you about it because there's no way to really do it justice, but I probably at the start of the next segment I'm going to run a 1-minute ad that basically talks about it. And it's amazing. This is the alternative to, quote, energy drinks, energy pills, all the nootropics that are dirty. We went to top researchers and spent a lot of money. I wanted to do this a couple of years ago just to get the researchers from two different firms to give us the information. That took over a year. And then there was a year getting it developed because it's so clean and so good. And wait till we launch this new product. I'm very, very excited about it. And quite frankly, just wait till you use it. I believe this is going to end up being the number one pre-workout, but long-haul truck driving. I mean, you name it, but in a healthy way. Wait till we launch it. Probably tomorrow or so, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit in the next segment. Jan Urban is a very interesting fellow, very smart. Everything he's saying, I basically have researched on my own, and I think it's accurate. We were just talking about the Unabomber being in the CIA. I showed that article. We've got to print those actual articles out. How the CIA created the Unabomber. There it is, CIA infiltrated 17 area groups out of LSD. But he wanted to disagree with me about berserkers, or Vikings or Northmen taking hallucinogens in berserking rage. And so I'm impressed he's done his research on that. And he thinks this is part of the brainwashing to push a pagan drug-addled Europe idea as if we should accept it as our new culture.
Absolutely correct. And the main person who promoted the idea of the berserker rage being Amanita muscaria mushrooms was, again, Professor Carl Rock out of Boston University, whom I exposed in the last segment, whom I think should be investigated for academic fraud. I've read his books and things. But he worked with, and Gordon Wasson worked with Robert Graves. Part of that pagan history was created by Sir James George Frazer of the Royal Society. And the Royal Society is a big spinner of false science and things like that. Julian Huxley was a member of the Royal Society, as was Darwin, and a lot of these families. But they're really behind that. Another one who sold the pagan history thing is Mircea Eliade out of the Chicago University, who was also working for the CIA, and he was the professor of guys like Robert Forty, who were the first guys to, Robert Forty basically set up the first street drug lab for MDMA to help that get on the street, set up by Sasha Shulgin, who was working for the DEA and also was bohemian and stuff like that. So a lot of these guys were on the inside and on the take. I don't trust a lot of their research. I've been working on a project to expose the false, quote-unquote, pagan history of Europe. I think the Europeans always worshipped Logos, or truth as God, and I think that this has been a manufactured history put on them. That is my own opinion. It's in the early preliminary stages of that research, but I think within the next year or so we'll be able to prove that.
You're a smart guy, and I think, as Christ said, he had other flocks, so his spirit was in the earth, and I think that's validated, but the Bible warns of all the different tribes getting into pharmakia and how that opened up gates to the devil. And I think clearly, though, they've dug up stuff all over Europe. And I have family that were archaeologists. And they do find that everybody had the apothecary who a lot of times was taking some of his own stuff and would get into darkness because they were taking it.
Well, witchcraft. But Genesis 3 warns against this stuff, too.
No, I know. But I think to say that every ancient culture had this going on, places where it took over, you had the Aztecs. where the demons told him, kill everybody who's handsome and smart. I mean, it's insane. It's a damn, like, evil interdimensional broadcast. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. And now it's all over the news. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Millions of dollars would be spent on LSD research at universities throughout the country, and word would begin to spread on campus about this so-called mind-blowing drug. And suddenly, it was the counterculture of the 60s.
I give the CIA a total credit for sponsoring and initiating the entire consciousness movement, counterculture events of the 1960s.
Dr. Timothy Leary, the 1960s Johnny Appleseed of LSD.
The CIA funded and supported and encouraged hundreds of young psychiatrists to experiment with this drug. The fallout from that was that the young psychologists began taking it themselves, discovering that it was an intelligence-enhancing, consciousness-raising experience.
I know that some of the studies in which the CIA had supported used as subjects people who later became strong proselytizers of LSD. So in that sense, yes, I think it did sustain the perpetuation of the use of the drug. And it's rather ironic, isn't it?
Kind of like Dr. Salk and the top scientists that he worked with going on NPR before they died and saying, and going on PBS, oh, we knew that all the shots had SV40 cancer virus, killed about 99 million people in the U.S. But there are too many people. Should I dig that clip up for you? Or how about Walter Cronkite saying, I sit at the right hand of Satan. Hail Satan. Can you play that for you? Because they're not joking around. In fact, the last time I talked to Joe, he basically said, no, there's another problem, Alice. There's another problem where people are upset with you. And I basically figured it out talking to him, but he wouldn't say it. He said, I'm a Christian. And that's what this comes down to. So let me ask questions this segment. You can keep rolling. I know you want to get into academic stuff, and you're a botanist and the trailblazer. And I looked at you're the guy that was introducing DMT to Joe, both figuratively and literally, as an idea and as a substance. And then you figured out that you were being handled and being put forward by the puppet masters. Jan Ervin is our guest, logosmedia.com. But humor me to go through these different pieces of this. Again, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Washington Post. CIA infiltrated 17 area groups, gave out LSD. Okay, this is from the 60s. This came out in 1973, a year before I was born. Panel finds CIA broke law, defends record. So there you go. And I talked to family that was at UT in the mid-60s, and the government was there putting out the LSD on campus. I can tell you. And so it goes way beyond that. Now they're giving you the super hardcore mind control drugs that they believe open up a dimensional gate where they are given advanced knowledge. But to then build what the entities want built on this side to open a gate or turn their atmosphere into what they're building. They're changing our world into theirs. Now, people say, this is crazy. No, I'm telling you from research what the adherents in Silicon Valley think. Why Tim Cook's got eyes the size of saucers under big lights? Because the guy is on some type of high-tech drug. And they're all literally on drugs all the time. It's admitted mainstream news, quote, microdosing. Well, that's how they trick you to start taking it every day. They're not microdosing, they're megadosing. And it's why they all die so young, like Steve Jobs. It's why Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have iPads or phones before he died. It's why Bill Gates won't do it. So, Jan, you can come back, by the way, many times. I mean, I love you to death, and you click with the show, and you know what you're talking about. But this is out of the Commission on CIA Activities in the United States. That's the Unabomber was in a CIA mind control program. Timothy McVeigh was. Sirhan. This has all been in the newspaper, but when I say it, they go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, thinking we don't have the actual news clipping like I just showed people. So, this is a breakaway civilization. They believe they're taking over. From your experience, mid-level and then high-level, what do the average adherents of this think? What do they think they're part of? Do they not know the bigger, more sinister interdimensional invasion plan this really is? And yes, folks, that's what it is. Next year's news today. In a couple of years, you'll hear this everywhere. And people are going to be like, I'm with the invasion. I'm with what they're offering. It's why these billionaire people are saying that we're really alternate dimensions, and this one is held by something sinister, and we're going to build alternate dimensions, and we're going to have a rebellion within dimensions. The Bible again, Lucifer, the angels, one-third. So they're already introducing, we're going to have reality competition. We're going to have competing realities now. But first you have to overthrow the existing logos, or God's truth, or you know, worshiping truth, God. So I understand what you're saying, Jan, but let's get into the adherents themselves so that they can know that we know more than they know, which is the only way to get them out of it. So if you want real knowledge, below the dimensions you're in, but actually above them, you need to understand that this is the real way of truth. So explain to people your deep research, what you believe the end game of this is, not just ending the family and exterminating humanity, but who's running it, who's behind it, and what the DMT does, what the ayahuasca does, what these molecules do really in the brain, and why these loving entities are there, lovey, cutie-caking on people, if they think they can trick you as spirit guides. If they can't, you know, they'll try to torture the hell out of you and make you die in that state. That's the real experience, is why it's so dangerous.
Well, the drugs cause a hypersuggestion first and foremost, and I'm glad that you brought up microdosing. That was actually launched by Dr. James Fadiman, who was the last doctor to do legal LSD research under MKUltra in 1970 or 71. I actually interviewed him years ago, and then when I began exposing all of this, he actually came out attacking me and trying to spend my research. But there was a whole team under Dr. Henry A. Murray at Harvard, which included Leary and many of these other guys. And Ted Kaczynski was a part of the experiments done under Henry A. Murray's department. And Kaczynski inadvertently had enough of it. He later figured out what was going on when he was professor of mathematics at Berkeley, and he came out trying to bomb or kill these people that were involved in MKUltra. Now, James Fadiman brags that he created the computer mouse, but, you know, under Henry A. Murray's department, we had a number of MKUltra people, Dr. Thomas Chiu, Richard or Dick Price, who is one of the guys who helped create the CIA's Esalen Institute up in
Hold on one second. I know you love to get into all the academic background who these people are, and we'll do that and we'll do future shows, but big picture for people. What do they believe? I mean, I know what they're doing, and I've actually talked to some of these people. They believe they are in connection with advanced technologies and with interdimensional beings, and they believe they're getting this advanced knowledge and then building these systems in this dimension, and that somehow they're going to be rewarded, but first they've got to reduce the world population down to basically zero. They've got to merge with Silicon Gods. They've got to do everything that Elon Musk came on Joe Rogan's show and repeated word for word what I said when Joe asked him about the nature of reality. So I'm telling people, Jesus is offering eternal life. They're saying you get it here on this planet by loading your consciousness into a computer, but your body has to die. I was saying that 20 years ago. Now that was all over the news yesterday. So they're going operational with this, is what I'm saying.
There was a doctor by the name of Dr. Andrea Puhuric working with the Esalen Institute, et cetera, who ran the Council of Nine, and that's exactly what they claim to have been doing. He was working with CIA Mossad agent Yuri Geller, and he also did the Betty and Barney Hill thing. He was behind that with John G. Fuller. He had worked with John G. Fuller down in Brazil on a lot of those mind control projects. John G. Fuller is who did the Pont Saint-Esprit attack on the village in France, where they killed six or seven people there and dosed the entire village and made people go crazy. But that was all part of the CIA's MKUltra program, ties into Andrea Puhuric and what you were just saying about this interdimensional stuff. Aside from Andrea Puhuric's team, I don't know how many of them are involved in it on that level or not. I don't know. But anyway, we can go on from there.
All right, when we come back, these folks want to know about this. They want to hear it on the ground level about you and Joe and the first time you got him to take DMT and what, on average, people do see when they take DMT. But again, folks, I've never taken DMT. And you need to understand that DMT, ayahuasca, most of the groups getting you into it know that you'll never have an experience like it again. And whether you have a bad experience or good experience, they want to program you in the state that they're the guru. This is how the CIA put little kids under mind control and adults. So these are mind control groups, cults, operating out in the open. Be warned.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, you hear this song when you're 9 years old and you think it doesn't make any sense. Once you study the globalists and what they're really up to, listen to this carefully. It's towards the end of the song, though, where it really tells you what's going on.
Mama says that I never mind her. Had no rain, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain. I'm not a laser.
By the end, they explain, bang your head, wake the dead. It's all you have now. You know, join the pack, feel the crack. All about, ladies and gentlemen, accessing certain race consciousness memories, but only certain ones. Now, let me tell you something here. I grew up, because my mom's a historian, my dad's a doctor, and they went to UT, and my dad went to UT when he was in high school. He was, you know, one of the top six high scores in his SATs or whatever they were called then. So he was in the Plan 2 program and all that. And I just grew up hearing conversations and things of their friends over from places like San Francisco. And I remember sitting there when my mom's college friend, who came by a few times a year, would sit there and just lay out the different programs and the different groups. And this is the research they were doing. And I'd hear terms like CIA. And my parents weren't in that. They just knew people that were like, oh, yeah, we're out here in San Francisco and we're testing different drugs. And, you know, we've broken through the dimensional gates and we're communicating with the elves, the clockwork elves and all this stuff. So I heard all that stuff before anybody put in a book. You're sitting there, a little kid heard about elves, you know, in a conversation. Well, your parents are sitting around the dinner table. It's pretty interesting. My parents are straightforward, you know, professional people. And they were Christians. They're like, well, that sounds like demons. And then you know, their friends like, oh no, you just don't get it, blah blah blah. And when my mom really, really became a hardcore Christian over the years, her friend finally said, you know, I don't like you. You're a Christian, and we just don't want to be around you anymore. So that's what this comes down to at the final equation. Is that there's a bunch of hidden stuff. That's what a cult means going on, and the establishment doesn't want you to know what's really going on. They want to control a little bit of it and only let you see what they want you to see. And so I think that's what we're coming down to here. But you have to understand, since then, I have read what the globalists actually say in their white papers. And when they go to these billionaire Silicon Valley retreats where there's like 300 people there, they are all obsessed with what they're building and the things they've made deals with, and they can't believe how good all this stuff works that they get told. And they're all arguing how many people are going to be left on Earth. And, well, the entities say we've got to kill everybody to transcend. It kind of becomes a repeat of the Gnostic thing from thousands of years ago. We got to kill everybody, and then we're all equal. And it just goes on and on, like the Muslim belief that Armageddon happens, but then God just kills everybody. We don't even go to heaven. We just cease to exist. So you can't get more satanic than this. And it's a transmission. Kill yourselves. Destroy yourselves. Kill, steal, and destroy. So, Jan Ervin, we got a longer segment coming up. This is a short segment, but get in to Joe Rogan. Get into, because people want to know about that specifically, because it's interesting, and about the process, so people also know how dangerous it is if you take DMT. You and Joe had a good experience. Eddie Bravo, who's a wonderful guy, not part of this, he did not have a good experience. So go ahead and reveal for the first time ever when you got Joe Rogan to take DMT.
Well, we were at Joe's house in his house in Bell Canyon. And this was, like I said, 2003, 2004, in his little movie theater that he had there. And, I had been doing research on it, and I believed all the hype by guys like Professor Dr. Rick Strassman, who did the DMT, the Spirit Molecule book. And he's really the one that hyped all of this originally. And his book, which you can't verify really any of it because it's behind confidential research reports from the people who participated in his study, which was funded by the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. But we were at Joe's place, and I don't remember who went first, but there was a guy, Johnny, there also, and we all just took our turns. You know, you do kind of see some bizarre sort of demonic world. A lot of people claim to see elves and different sorts of creatures in there. I saw sort of a checkerboard sort of world with round and different shaped objects shaped
like
checkerboards.
Which, again, is very Masonic, very, very M.C. Escher.
Yeah, well, they're true that. And, but Eddie Bravo actually kind of had a bad trip. And of course, Eddie Bravo is a fighter, and, he's the only guy who took down, Horsey Gracie in a fight back then, jiu-jitsu. And, he didn't have a good experience. He started trying to fight. I was glad that Joe was there because at least Joe knew jiu-jitsu to try to, help control Eddie from, going, speaking of berserk on us, but,
Well, repeat what you told me, though, because he was in his prime then, and, I mean, he was going to unscrew both your heads. Thank God Joe talked
about
it.
I wouldn't say he just wanted to fight in general and fight
everybody.
Well,
you said, quote, we're lucky he didn't break both our necks.
Yeah, we are lucky he didn't break both of our necks because, I'm no jiu-jitsu fighter and I couldn't have taken Eddie on. I couldn't have talked him down. So I'm glad that Joe was there to be able to do that. But, it was,
Well, go into details. Did you describe Joe taking it? This is interesting. And Joe made no secret about this. But describe Joe on DMT versus Eddie when Eddie took it.
Joe just kind of sat back in the couch and relaxed and went into his little world for 6 or 7 minutes and came out very peacefully. But, Eddie, went full blown fight mode. Like, he was on the, MMA mat or the UFC mat. Yeah. Like that, getting ready or in the middle of a full blown fight. And, there is no way that, me or Johnny could have, handled that guy, I still talk to Eddie on occasion. He's a good guy. And, he and I,
what did Eddie tell you? What did Eddie tell you he saw? What made him so upset?
I don't know what he saw exactly. I mean, these experiences are wild, but he just thought that, he was in a fight and ready on the mat, ready
to fight.
That's
why I warn people. If you're really inherently good and Eddie really is a good spirit, you can feel it. He really is a good, these demons know and attack the hell out of you. And I know people in this building who are really good people who took it, and it's experience I had. Without ever taking it in deep dreams and things when I was younger. We'll talk about when we come back, but you're basically transported to another dimension. It's like a spaceship and there's demons and there's people all basically, you can see their spirits, all it is, and they're all slaves and there's these horrible creatures here in a lower dimension that are like torturing them forever. And then they go, oh, you're here. You're going to die. We're strangling you. Your heart ventricles are failing. We're going to rip you. And when you believe me, you'll never escape it. If you have kids, we'll get them too. And we're going to tear down your world unless you join us. And then you might be able to be at our level. Then they start threatening you like an interrogation to join them and say, we know this and we know that. And like, we're going to tell you something that's going to happen in the future. And I mean, I'm like 14 having dreams going, what the hell is this? And I'd wake up all sweaty from these and throw up like I've been somewhere else. And then a month later, the exact thing would happen that something with frickin' horns was telling me was coming down. So I'm telling you, folks, why every culture talks about it, because this stuff's real. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
this population off world. Figure out the secrets of the universe and break through the Illuminati for real enlightenment.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's the bottom line. Everybody knows this from lore. Every culture, every ancient text says that there are entities and creatures that can't be seen, just like electricity can't be seen most of the time, or most forms of light. And they've proven dimensions below and above and other dimensions around that. And that these entities, most of the ones that will actually contact you, because, see, God doesn't usually get involved unless you ask God in, God's free will, but these other ones, they don't. They're bad. And they'll give you knowledge and they'll give you power in a Faustian bargain. But they want your soul. That just means they want you to go with them. And these folks mean business. And if you look at how the globalists and all the top people who are being given power on this planet, they're all weak, pathetic, husk of who they were, who are zombie-like trying to carry out these operations, because at their levels, they're horrified, empty husk. And that's what's really, really sad about all this. You know, I was told by somebody that had dinner with Tim Cook a few weeks ago that Tim Cook is I was talking to a person that's, you know, a billionaire, connected, and they said, yeah, Tim Cook, I was there with all these people, and Tim Cook just kept talking crap about you and how you made fun of him being gay. Now, imagine his weird world. He runs this trillion-dollar company with slave camps in China where they kill gay people. And he's not just on TV talking crap about me, how horrible I am. He's saying I'm anti-gay. And they said, well, what do you say? Well, he talked about me in China and said I was anti-gay for letting people get murdered because they're gay. See how that works? It was calling on his conscience. It wasn't that I said he was gay, which he admits he is. It's that I was calling him out as a fraud and I was using it as a shield. But think of how petty that is. These text messages got released, got leaked on Jeff Bezos cheating on his wife. And he's in there bragging, going, oh, yeah, baby, I'm powerful. I know Bono. Bono's been a total nerd for 30 years. He scams 99% of the money, literally, that he steals from Africans for aid money. But you're like, how are these people so stupid and not powerful and not smart? Well, there's a group behind them that is smart, but is totally, you never see them. They don't want any attention. They're behind the curtain. And they are carrying out a mission. They are soldiers to turn the planet off, to teach you to hate yourself, to kill your life force, and to make you accept eternal death. They want your life. They want your soul. They want your children. They want to kill you. That's it. And now it's pretty obvious, isn't it, when they're at city council saying, we're going to groom your kids, and we're going to put them on drugs, and your little boys are going to be ours, and you're not going to stop us. And we're going to have little boys in gay magazines posing naked with men. This is the takeover, the overthrow of reality. And so if you don't understand that, you understand nothing. Don't worry about losing your house or your life, folks. These people want your soul. And they want you to throw away men and women together, combining the genetic code and creating a new creature whose body is the composite of all those ancestors coming together in communion, whose DNA literally resonates as an antenna to higher dimensions through which we literally commune with God and our ancestors. Now, the Bible, Christians, groups say there is no such thing as ghosts, but then there's ghosts all throughout the Bible, with Saul and David and all of it. The point is, it's not that. It's like a hologram transmission of something that was already there. Like, that's not Hollywood and the new Alien movie where, you know, they go in the thing, and even though it's been thousands of years, they detonate this pulse, and it sees where people were walking, you know, a thousand years before. It's basically that, but it's more than that, because our ancestors that have gone on to higher levels then anticipated things and sent transmissions back. And the reason I know this is I've had dreams about the whole thing now, just in the last year. The whole thing diagrammed, how it all works. It's just incredible. And then I can go back into science, and I can see every level of that. But I'm going to go back to our guest. He'll join us again the next few weeks for 2 hours, 3 hours. He can even host an hour by himself if you'd like to here on the show. But I'm going ahead and laying out all the cards here on the table, okay? I mean, I haven't told you everything, folks. But the occultist tried to recruit me early. I mean, like 12 years old, over and over again. It was like devil's advocate. Every time I turned around, they were trying to recruit me. And I don't mean some meth heads or something. I mean rich people, powerful people, you name it. Because they all know there's these abilities. They have little bitty abilities. I have huge abilities. A lot of you have giant abilities. And they're trying to see who's got it and recruit them because they want to understand how to be God at this level when you're already part of God and don't need to even do that. So, Jan, I've been ranting here. You go ahead and take over whatever you want to get into, and when we go a little bit the next hour, I'll push our guest host, Mike Adams, back as I've been butting in, but this is about me, too, and this is about you, so that's why I'm sharing all this, and it's really hardcore, but let me ask this question, and you can cover whatever you want. From your experience, people need to know, though, how dangerous DMT and ayahuasca is, and again, just at a temporal level, there's cults everywhere using this stuff now, and the media is hyping it so these cults get set up, and there's usually a globalist or corporate group behind protecting them. I mean, it's illegal to put 1,000 or 2,000 people a year, mainly wealthy people they target, on hallucinogenic, super hardcore drugs, and then do this inside the United States. This is being protected by the system. And just at a temporal political level, there is an attempt to get the decision makers in every town in a cult. We're facing an occult ayahuasca DMT takeover. People like Joe Rogan are the flashing sign on the hill saying it's a great thing. What do you say to that?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. Let me just read a quote here, and I just sent it to your producer. I don't know if she can show it on screen here, but psychedelic substances like ayahuasca create a state of hypersuggestibility in which persons are very open to being influenced by others. Many traditional cultures have utilized this condition to inculcate cultural values and behaviors in young people as they receive initiation into adulthood. In the West, countercultural values can be inculcated in young people when using these psychedelics, especially when using them in an antinomian context. And of course, antinomian means of or relating to the view that Christians are released by grace from the obligation of observing the moral law. So this is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get people away from observing the moral law. They want, you know, people to not even be able to tell the difference between boys and girls and all of this stuff, as you've exposed, as I've been exposing for years. And even some of the artwork that you've shown on screen there by Alex Gray. You know, he's one of them, too. He runs a big occult temple along the Hudson River in New York. But this is the agenda. It's to get people to think that, you know, the Bible and Christianity is ridiculous, that you shouldn't figure out what logos is. You shouldn't figure out that truth is God. You should get into all of this moral relativism stuff. And, you know, all of these moral relativists actually think that they have the moral high ground. I had somebody just yesterday saying that, you know, women should have the right to, you know, there's been over 1.522 billion abortions since abortion was legalized worldwide. And, they actually think that they have the moral high ground when it's the largest genocide. It brings a whole new meaning to the term feminazi, but it's the largest genocide in human history. Stalin, Trotsky, Lenin, all of them don't even touch what the feminists have done with this genocide, but it's to get people hyper-suggestible, get them away from observing the moral law, understanding the difference between truth and lies. There you go. That's exactly it right there. Worldwide since 1980, 1.522 billion abortions. Right there on screen, folks. This stuff is
disgusting. I want to say something profound. For the humanity to make the jump level from this egg, then we'll create unlimited planets. We have to continue to have the replacement rate. We're being sabotaged right now and told, no, the way to save the earth is kill the species. Now, if that isn't an alien transmission, what is it? Oh, yeah, they're always looking for signals from space. How about interdimensional signals? Oh, we're getting them.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going to destroy.
Listening all over the country, Satan, these interdimensional forces, that the Bible tells us about right in plain view. It's all there on a planet in the middle of the universe. The Bible warns us it's all accurate, not the preacher's interpretations, like Christ said. And they've had holy hell, the Buddha fields here in Austin, where, oh, this guy would put you in between dimensions to talk to God, clearly giving people DMT. Oh, here, drink this. This is the water of life. And then, oh, my gosh, I'm now this guy's taking me there. Oh, think if you didn't know you were taking ayahuasca or you didn't know you were taking DMT. And then what does everybody see? They see elves or goat creatures, even atheists. All these famous atheists go, yeah, I didn't believe in God. But then there was like floating Vishnu and goats and. But here's what happens. If they know, beyond being a Christian, if you have God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit on you, if you take DMT, and I've talked to a lot of people that are just really loving, nice people. Their parents were Christians. They were baptized. They don't really know it's real, but they're really nice people. Nice people take DMT, like scientist types. He's nice, but you can tell he's very scientific. Jan Urban here with us with Lobos Media. He's all, well, I saw checkered boards and the diagrams of the whole systems and the whatever it was. And he saw kind of the mathematics of it. He's into mathematics. Let me tell you something, folks. I know a lot of people who became mentally ill after they took this. And this was around in the 80s and 90s. They would say, oh, man, these guys are from the government. They've got some new synthetic stuff. They would describe, oh, yeah, you ought to see all this cool-ass demons and stuff we see. You ought to take it. Here, take this yellow powder when I'm like 15 years old. I'm like, no frickin' thanks. So here's the deal. They're testing all this on you right now. They've got 20-something percent of the public on psychotropics that put you in a hallucination state, but without all the visuals. Very, very highly suggestible. That's why it says on the insert can make you be homicidal and commit mass murder. And every mass shooter has been on it at schools. They all wear black trench coats. They all love the devil. They love Stalin. They love Hitler. They love shoot 'em up games. Now, the shoot 'em up games are bad, but it's a simulation for them who are in another world. They all have those eyes. It's not a 1,000-yard stare from being in World War I or World War II. Being up 3-4 days, you know, off and on for years, fighting and killing. It's the 1,000-yard stare from being over to the other side of oblivion and somebody else is driving. You imagine the thrill of a lower dimensional creature that's sunk into a lower dimension because whatever planet or system they came from, they were hateful and bad, so they resonate to each other, like for like. Being able to jump in because you take these drugs or the TV mesmerizes you and get control of you like an avatar. Hollywood's telling you what it is. It's true. It's real. And they're jumping in and controlling you and taking you for a joyride. And what does a punk meth head do, 15-year-old that steals your Ferrari? When they're done, they crap in the front seat and run it off a cliff. So you get involved with these demons. They want to crap in your front seat and run you off a cliff. Because let me tell you something. You talk about existential envy of people for folks that are better looking or smarter than them. Humans are in the image of God, so amazing, so powerful, that these demons have such hatred of us because we are whole levels better than them and have the potential to go all the way up to God. And that's the big secret here today. And I'll get into more of it after Jan leaves us, but I'm going to give him the floor for this segment now and the next. And then I will tell you, according to the globalists, not me. But notice when I say this, you think it would be so discrediting. The media would pick this up. They keep their mouths zipped because I'm giving you the big secrets. They go, oh, Jones says there are slave colonies on Mars. Never said that. They don't say Jones says all this because they are freaked out. Tim Cook's like, how does he know I'm on synthetic Zyklon's level model molecule, whatever? Because I know, dumbass. I know all about it. I temporarily know, and then I also interdimensionally know. So getting back to Jan Urban with LogosMedia.com, please continue.
All right. Well, you know, I wanted to dive in here for a minute into some of the CIA rock bands that came out of the 60s and 70s, like the Grateful Dead, full-on CIA. I've got Bob Weir admitting that they're CIA. They're at Bohemian Grove, et cetera, a number of the members. But, you know, it's Uncle Sam playing in a rock and roll band. The Doors tied into it. You know, Dave McGowan and I did some shows on
this. Oh, the Doors admitted
this.
That they were a mass riot CIA mind control operation. And so why did they kill everybody at 27?
You know, I don't know about that. You know, either that or they just fake their deaths and go on to another, you know, another project. But, you know, most of the bands out of the psychedelic 60s were CIA. I recommend people looking up my series with Dr. Hans Utter, Music, Mind Control, and Psychobiology on my YouTube channel. There's a whole playlist there of all of this. But full-on CIA, you got, you know, guys like, oh, shoot. Now I'm forgetting his name. Anyway, the whole band of them. But, you know, he's out there promoting gun control and all this stuff with these...
Charlie Manson was a LSD pusher for the CIA.
Yeah, and I actually have him in my database as well. But, oh, shoot. Now, you know, John Perry Barlow that ran the Electronic Freedom Foundation, he was a songwriter for the CIA. He was, you know, or for the Grateful Dead, he was working with them. The Merry Pranksters, CIA, they actually had a number of buses running around the country. It wasn't just one of them. Even, you know, the Millbrook Mansion where Tim Leary and Dr. Ralph Metzner, et cetera, they were doing their human experiments. That was all funded by the Mellon banking family. The Millbrook Mansion was owned by Billy Mellon Hitchcock and his sister, who funded the Grateful Dead. She ran If New York for Timothy Leary and things like that. But all of these
Let's
people
get into
were
John Lennon before John Lennon died.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's another bad one. John Lennon was definitely CIA and MI6, as far as I can tell.
But let's expand. Before he died, and I've got it somewhere, he did protest rock that talked about Satanism, the Illuminati, how they were evil and began to turn against him. And I don't want to get into details because it's off record, but I've talked to his closest intimates, and they basically relayed all this to me, that the government actually came to their house after he was killed and just said, well, you shut up about how we killed him, we'll kill you too, because he wasn't going to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, you know, there was a clip of him coming out and exposing some of this. I don't know how sincere it was. I don't know if he's one of these rock megastars that faked their death or not. But
I don't think he faked his death. What I'm saying is, he said the globalists want to reduce the population. It's all a lie. I think John Lennon's one that got away.
You think so? You know. I don't know. I mean, we could definitely look at them more. I've just pulling up my database here.
Let me ask you this. Why would his family call me and tell me all that?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear the conversation. So,
well, I'm telling you. You don't think I make stuff up, do you?
I'm not saying you are, but, you know, I do know the Beatles were SRI and Tavistock operation. They were part of the changing
Images. Did you hear what I just said? I said one that got away. No, I mean, Solitarchus was a horrible guy.
Some of them do get away, definitely.
Yeah,
some of them do.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I totally agree. That's why I brought the Beatles up. I'm saying some of these people get away, and it's never too late, like the whole Faustian thing, for people to realize that they can get out of this. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's like, what's his name? Kanye West woke up recently and they locked him up and whatnot. And now he's a Christian and he's totally woke to what's going on. But, you know, here's the ironic thing. And I'm sure you've experienced this too, Alex. The people who haven't read the Bible and especially the New Testament think that they're the most educated about what it says. And rather than thinking that all of us who have read it are stupid, I recommend people drop the ignorance and go out and sit down. It's only 410 pages.
But it's like a decoder ring, though. If you don't understand this stuff,
so is the trivium.
You don't see it. Once you know it, you're like, oh, wow.
That's why they don't want us to read it. That's why they attack the Bible constantly. They do not want us to read it because once you read it, you see all the stuff going on and you're going to be.
Because these were truly woke people that had been through it, and God isn't going to put us into a free will universe, but he gives us a cheat sheet. We're his children, but he gives us a cheat sheet. He goes, you got free will, but kids, here's a cheat sheet.
Absolutely right. Absolutely correct. And, you know, the Bible is essentially your owner's manual. Everybody got a copy. Read it. Read the thing. And don't pretend that you're smarter than everybody else. And we're all just stupid.
And by the way, it's so advanced that if you read a real King James Version, and that's not even perfect, you immediately, like, start going into a trance. Even if you don't believe it, this happens to atheists, everybody. You start, like, if you really read it and then you're looking for God, you will then see what it's really saying.
I've seen it convert a lot of atheists to truth real fast. Truth is God.
That's right. God is truth. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Without you spreading the links, we are nothing. You spread the links, we win. And that means the children win. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth hour, straight ahead. Mike Adams coming up. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.